Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We've just stumbled on a case in the Magistrates Court, Daniel Sikkema. He's wanted, I guess we'll say it this way, there's an Interpol warrant out for him. He's a suspect in the murder of his husband, now estranged husband, I guess, a gallery owner, also named Sikkema, who was stabbed to death in Rio de Janeiro. The bodyguard says that he was paid $200,000 by Daniel Sikkema. So what they brought him in here on today was not murder charges, but passport fraud. He applied to get a new passport for his 13-year-old son, saying that they'd lost the previous one, although they say he knew that it hadn't been lost. Basically, it looked they were trying to say he was trying to flee these murder charges with the son. The thing was, he's only there on passport fraud. And so after a lengthy argument that we live-tweeted, you can find it on Inner City Press on X, the judge said the penalty for passport fraud is pretty low, so I'm not going to detain him. He's going to be released right now. As it turned out, pretrial services wasn't ready to put on, it's 6 o'clock now, put on the GPS bracelet, and so he's being held overnight. I was left wondering whether the U.S. Attorney's Office is going to appeal to Part 1. You can do it, and they do it on much more local crimes, guns and drugs in the Bronx, but let's see if they do it here or if Brazil somehow puts in an extradition request overnight. It's a hell of a case and an exclusive from Inner City Press. We were reporting on the Mad Court nearly all day today. You can find that also online. And again, there are no uninteresting cases, but this one appeared on very little notice past 5 o'clock, and we've repaired it. U.S. versus Daniel Sikkema. Find it on Inner City Press. Also, we're going to put some extra stuff on Substack and extra subscribers. But it's a hell of a case. To be continued.